Man, it feels great, you know, to be back around my teammates, being involved with the team. It feels great to be back out here.
What is it like after 3 years to step foot on a football field?
Man, it's pretty tough. I got a lot of rust to knock off of me, but, you know, I'm going to compete. Just out here having fun with these guys right now, learning new game plans.
Does a smile on your face kind of say it all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 3 years is a long time, you know, for someone to sit out, you know. And I'm just thankful that I was blessed, you know, to come back to the same team that I left from, and these guys accepted me here.
How have they embraced you?
Man, they there for me. You know, I call everyone here brothers. You know, anything I need, I can ask them. I can talk to them about, and they just surround me with goodness.
Did you ever think this day wouldn't come?
To be honest, man, from the day that I got suspended, I always knew I would get back, but I never knew when. So, I never thought it would be 3 years. It was a long drought in between the time, but you know, I just stayed praying to God, asking him to let me get back to where I need to be.
How much is similar from the last time we were here in terms of playbook and all that type of stuff?
The playbook is pretty much the same. It's the different ways that they call it now. You know, I got to catch on to that. But like I said, I'm just having fun. You know, I'm one of 90 guys, you know, competing, trying to do the best thing I can do to help this team out.
Johnny Hunter has said that he's, you know, been in contact with you over the months, B.J. Raji. But what was it that kept you from coming here and participating until this mandatory camp?
Well, you know, I had to take care of a couple of things in Houston with my probation and stuff like that. And once I got that behind me, I was able to come here and focus on what I need to do here.
So even though after that last court appearance we saw, there were still other legal things that you needed to clear up before you could come to Green Bay?
Yeah, just paperwork.
How has this whole ordeal changed you?
Man, it's made me a better person all the way around. You know, I had a lot of time to sit down to myself. You know, I gained a lot of patience by, you know, being incarcerated. And it helped me to speak out to my teammates, my family. Instead of holding everything in, I'm able to talk to people now.
How would you describe your physical condition, and what have you been able to do to stay in shape?
You know, I work out in Houston. I've just been doing stuff to keep me going. You know, I have to come here and compete. You know, like I say, I'm one of 90. I'm just competing, trying to be the best player I can be and get this team the best thing that I can give them.
Johnny, you talk about being one of 90. What are your expectations as you come back at this point in your career?
Man, I just want to be here, and I just want to help my team do whatever they need me to do.
What do you feel like your toughest challenge or toughest hurdle is yet? Is it being out of football for 3 years, or is it life?
Man, it's just now that I'm here, you know, I just got to get focused and get back into my routine. That's the hardest thing right now.
Will the routine keep you on track? Do you feel like that this is where you need to be?
Yes, it's structure. You know, it's structure in my life, so that also helps me.
Having been through the football process and coming back to familiar territory, do you think that works in your advantage in your comeback?
Of course. The coaches, they know me. A couple of players are still here that when I was here in 09. It's something like I never left because of the guys that was here when I was here. You know, they still treat me the same. The new guys, they've heard a lot about me. So, you know, it's still the same pretty much.
Johnny, how did the football stuff feel, like getting in the stance, coming off the ball, that kind of good stuff? How did it feel?
Feel pretty good. You know, a little rusty, but, you know, first day.
Johnny, do you consider yourself a changed man from 3 years ago?
Total change, 360.
How hard was that watching this team win a Super Bowl in 2010 and you were not part of it?
You know, it was tough, but it's a part of life. You know, I made my mistakes. I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm here today as a better man.
Is there someone in your life, a friend or something that made this transition with you these last 3 years? What were some key things that put you back in this locker room today?
My mother, my grandmother, myself, me praying to God, my girl, she stays on me. So, I mean, with that, you know, I mean, a support team, a support group like I have, I can't go wrong. I just work with them, and they're the best for me.
Your thoughts on the Packers sticking with you?
It's unbelievable, man. It's something I can't really explain. You know, not too many guys get a second chance, and then coming back to the same team that you was with, that says a lot about the organization. So my hat goes off to them. I thank them every day.
This is a long time. This is a big challenge. What do you think is ahead of you to make sure that you secure yourself a spot on this roster?
Basically, man, like I said, I'm just competing. You know, I'm going to do whatever the coaches ask me to do to help the team. If they want me to do whatever, I'm here to do it.
Last question.
Was there anybody you stayed in touch with throughout this whole process, just Chef Aaron or Coach McCarthy?
Not too many guys.